Today is the 22nd day of the Prestige tomorrow. On this day of the year of 355 AD, St. Anthony the Great. And please, all the kids also here, because I will ask you about what I said after the story. St. Anthony the Great, the star of the wilderness and the father of the old monks, departed this righteous man who was born in the year of 251 AD in the city of Kemnel Aros. To rich parents who loved the church and the poor, they raised him up in fear of the Lord. When he was 20 years old, his parents departed and he had to take care of his sister. Once he entered into the church and heard the word of the Lord Christ in the gospel, "If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in the heaven, and come follow me," which is in Matthew 19:21. He returned to his house, decided to fulfill this commandment and considered it directed to him personally. He gave his wealth to the poor and needy, and he took his sister and placed her with some virgins. At that time, monasticism had not yet been established. Actually, before this, there's a lot of people went to the wilderness, like, for example, St. Paul. St. Paul, for example, he's before St. Anthony, and he's yearning to go to the wilderness, and he spent more than 90 years without seeing anybody. 90 years in the desert of Egypt. And his feast will be 9th of February. This 9th of February. This was that St. Anthony did as he dwelt alone, worshipping and living an ascetic life. The devil fought him, thereby afflicting him with boredom, laziness, and the phantom of woman. He overcame the devil's snares by the power of the Lord Christ. After that, he went to one of the tombs, and he resided therein and closed the door on himself. Some of his friends used it to bring him food. When the devil perceived his ascetic life and his intense worship, he was envious of him, and he beat him mercilessly, then left him anxious. When his friends came to visit him and found him in this condition, they carried him to the church. After he somewhat recovered, he went back to the same place. The devil again resumed his war against St. Anthony, only this time the phantoms were in the form of wild beasts, wolves, lions, snakes, and scorpions. They appeared as if they were about to attack him or cut him into pieces. But the saint would laugh at them scornfully and say, "If any of you have any authority over me, only one would have been sufficient to fight me." At his saying this, they disappeared, as thought in smoke, for God gave him the victory over the devils. He was always singing this psalm, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him," Psalms 68:1. St. Anthony used to prepare a quantity of bread that would sustain him for 6 months. He did not allow anyone to enter his cell, and whoever came to him stood outside and listened to his advice. He continued in this condition of solitary worship for 20 years. Then the God commanded, he went to El Fayyum and confirmed the brethren there in the faith. Then returned to his monastery. During the time of persecution, he longed to become a martyr. He left his monastery and went to Alexandria. He visited those who were imprisoned for the sake of Christ and comforted them. When the governor saw that he was confessing the Lord Christ publicly, not caring what might happen to him, he ordered him not to show up in the city. However, the sand did not hit his threats. He faced him and argued with him in order that he might arouse his anger so that he might be tortured and martyred. But God preserved him all along, according to his will, for the benefit of many, and the governor left him alone. Then the saint went back to his monastery according to God's will. And many came to visit him and to hear his teaching. He saw that these visits kept him away from his worship. As a result, he went far away to the eastern desert. He traveled with some Bedouins to the inner wilderness for 3 days until he found a spring of water and some palm trees, and then he chose to settle there. On this spot now stands the monastery of St. Anthony the Great. The Bedouins came to him with bread, and the Lord drove away all the wild beasts from this place for his sake on occasion. He would go to the monastery on the outskirts of the desert by the Nile to visit the brethren, then return to his inner monastery. His fame spread abroad, and it reached Emperor Constantine. The emperor wrote to him, offering him praise and asking him to pray for him. The brethren were blessed with the emperor's letters, but St. Anthony did not pay any attention to it. And he said to them, "The books of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, commands us every day, but we do not heed what they tell us, and we turn our backs on them." Under the persistence of the brethren who told him, Emperor Constantine loved the church. He accepted to write him a letter blessing him and praying for the peace and safety of the empire and the church. One day he was bored and he heard a voice telling him, "Go out and see." He went out and saw an angel who wore a girdle with a cross and one resembling the holy scheme, and on his head was a head cover, Alonsoa. He was sitting while braiding palm leaves. Then he stood up to pray, and again he said to wave, a voice came to him saying, "Anthony, do this and you will rest." Henceforth, he started to wear this tunic that he saw and began to wave palm leaves and never got bored again. St. Anthony prophesied about the persecution that was about to happen to the church and the control of the heretics over it, the church victory and its return to its formal glory, and the end of the age. When St. Macarius visited St. Anthony, St. Anthony clothed him with a monk's garb, and St. Anthony foretold him what would be of him. When the day of the departure of St. Paul, the first hermit in the desert, drew near, St. Anthony went to him. St. Anthony buried St. Paul, the hermit, after he had clothed him in a tunic, which was a present from St. Athanasius, the apostolic, the 20th Pope of Alexandria. When St. Anthony felt that the day of his departure had approached, he commanded his disciple to hide his body and to give his staff to St. Macarius, and to give one sheepskin cloak to St. Athanasius and the other sheepskin cloak to Abba Serapion and his disciple. He stretched himself on the ground and gave up his spirit. The angels and the saints took his spirit and carried it to the place of perpetual rest. This saint lived for 105 years, struggling in the way of holiness and purity. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever, amen. Forever, amen.
Avem ben so tertev ken in novena ne votove me choisere egon ben iot so avem sav antonios biva bavlentev ken in novena ne vorje fes maroten je viot ne shire ne bebne mas o tetre sg ke volte noste mostenti ones
Make us worthy to pray thanks to our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us the daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as those who trespass against us. Lead us into temptation, we will be one in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thine be the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
In Christos Isos Ben Shoy. No pionso kirie.
Ene ne po.
Who must the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, and the Logos of God, the Father, who has taken the ever bound of our sainted throat, is saying, his saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of the saintly disciple and holy apostle, and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit if you forgive the sin of any. They are forgiven if you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace throughout your holy apostle to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, all my brethren and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory. Dispense to us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or through an anguish of heart, whether it's dead or word, or from a finitreatness of Master, who know the weakness of men as the good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, absolve us, and all your people, fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times, and into the ages of all ages. Amen.
In Kyrie eleison. Make us worthy to praise and to our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation, evil one. We pray this, O Lord, and believe in the power of God. Amen. Well, then, Muhammad Allah, I have an amen. I give this one. I'm sharing with the Mawqibah. I'll take the Prophet of 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 the